Today we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi. And the feast that we celebrate is our faith in Jesus' real presence.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. There was a bishop, and he had thousands of people in front of him. And he's preaching, and they had a mother with an infant. As we see this family right here, we have an infant in our front row. And the baby was crying. And so the bishop said, you know, to the mother, she was getting up to leave with the baby, and she's walking out. And he says to her, please don't leave. The baby is not bothering me. And then the mother turned to the bishop and said, I know, but you're bothering the baby. When we think about the Feast of Corpus Christi, we know that in the beginning in Genesis, God called Adam and Eve to fast from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They could eat from any tree. Food nourishes our body, and we need food in order to survive. Amen. And the infant depends on the mother and the father to survive. Without our parents, we would not live. If they didn't feed us, we would die. Mm. So we have that complete dependence on our parents. And God told Adam and Eve that they depend on him. They didn't have parents. God was their parent. But they didn't obey. And so through that one disobedience, by eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they grasped, they tried to take from God rather than receive from God. That grasping, that taking, was a disobedience. To think that they could nourish themselves on their own without acknowledging God.
Yeah.
And so we see through that pride, the disobedience, that punishment. But we know that in the waters of baptism is when we see that God reconciles us to himself.
Amen, amen.
And so we're going to be having a baptism today, and that's why we have this family. We have this family sitting right here in the front row. And in the waters of baptism, God blesses the water. And I'm just an instrument. But we see that that's the beginning of the journey, right? Because once we're consecrated in baptism, then we become part of God's family.
Amen.
We become part of God's family as a church family. And every family has dinner together. They have a meal together. And so we're having this meal, celebrating Jesus as our food for our soul. And so Jesus nourishes us for our soul, because we are not angels. We don't live off just bread that we grow, but we live off the bread of eternal life, which is Christ himself. And so Jesus says he is the manna that came from heaven. Seven times in the gospel, if you pay attention, seven times Jesus is saying that his body is food,
yes.
His blood is drink. Amen. Seven times. That's a lot of times to emphasize one point. But he does that because seven is a sign of completion.
Yes, yes.
And we see that in the desert, the Israelites went into the desert and they depended on God from that manna that came from heaven. They couldn't grow anything. They had to depend on God. Only God would feed them. And so if they didn't have God nourish them with that manna, they would have died. So what is baptism? Baptism is that journey where we as Israelites, spiritual Israelites, we go into the Jordan River like they did, but we pass through it. Mm. And we pass through it because Jesus leads us. He is the new Moses who actually is able to fulfill giving of himself, being Savior. Mm. The old Moses couldn't go into the promised land, but Jesus is like Joshua. He goes into the promised land. He goes before us, with us, through us, enters into the waters of death. Because we know that in order to eat, a lamb has to be sacrificed. So Jesus, the Lamb of God, is sacrificed, and he gives us his body as food, his blood as drink.
Amen.
And we believe this as faith. It's not that we understand this mystery, but we believe it because Jesus said it. We're holding on His word. If God created the universe by speaking, then why not God cannot recreate by speaking? The word of God that became flesh changes bread, wine, to His body and blood. But until we are baptized, we can't receive that. So first, as the waters of baptism, we receive being consecrated. We become Christ. We put on Christ. And so after that, this child will be able to receive first Holy Communion, first confession, and be taught about the mystery of our faith. So here we celebrate our faith that as a family, every Sunday we share a meal, and we share that meal to strengthen us,
yes,
to make our soul strong,
yes,
to fight Satan, to fight temptation,
amen,
and the spirit of the world. Because the goodness of God is in us, but we cannot grow that goodness without the nutrients of His grace,
yes,
the vitamins of His grace in the Most Holy Eucharist. And so now invite the family of Gray Mason to come over for the baptism, the rite of baptism.